Fans who attend the Cactus League game at Salt River Fields on March 13th between the Diamondbacks and Seattle Mariners will likely see lots of familiar sights. Hot dogs, scorecards, peanuts. But there's one thing they won't see, trash cans. The team is partnering with Phoenix and other groups to hold a zero-waste game. John Trujillo, the city's assistant public works director, says everything will be either recycled or composted.
One of the ideas we were thinking about is what could we bring attention to the importance of trash as a resource. We thought this would be a perfect venue. We could have up to 10,000 people there at this stadium. You know, people, they like sports, and we thought this would be a perfect place to communicate the importance of recycling and composting.
Trujillo says the city and D-backs are looking into a zero-waste regular season game. He's also hoping to ditch trash cans at more spring training games next season. But if it's zero waste you want, you don't have to wait for spring training. The Phoenix Open, which bills itself as the greenest show on grass, gets underway in earnest tomorrow. Its title sponsor, Waste Management, isn't planning on shipping anything to landfills after the tournament ends and has been doing this for the past few years. To find out about zero waste in sports, I'm joined by Scott Jenkins. He's the chairman of the Green Sports Alliance and the VP of Ballpark Operations for the Seattle Mariners. Scott, welcome.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
So why aim for zero waste at sporting events? What's the goal here?
Well, why not? As you mentioned, trash is a resource, and it's silly to throw things away that have a better use. And when you think about the environmental impact as well, it really becomes a no-brainer to harvest those resources instead of just making them go away and spending money to do that.
So how does it work? I mean, you go to a game, you have a lot of things that you throw away. I mean, you eat your hot dog, your pretzel, you throw the wrapper away, you eat your Cracker Jack, you throw the box away. How does it work with all of those things?
Well, if you manage what you buy and then you manage what you give people to dispose of it, you can be quite successful at it. Here at Safeco Field, we made a big jump in compostable serviceware in the 2010 season, and we had a fairly aggressive recycling program before that, getting the typical things, plastic, metal, cardboard, some food waste from the kitchens. But when we took it to the front of the house, to the fans, and we started using compostable serviceware, we shot up to a 70% recycling rate for the 2010 year. And subsequent to that, we've been continuing to climb. And in the 2013 year, we diverted 90% of all of our waste from the landfill. And a good share of that is the compostable material. And a lot of that, when it comes to the fan, is the things that they buy and they consume when they come to the ballpark. So having the right materials that we serve on and then having the right containers for folks to put them in is key to that success. And when you take it as a systems approach and educate folks about what materials are and what we should do with them, you can have some really dramatic results.
So I would imagine then that you really have to have the vendors on board with this. They have to be producing things that are either recyclable or compostable, right?
Exactly. And we tried this ahead of making the big jump here at Safeco Field. We did on Earth Day. We did a zero-waste game, much like you're planning there for the upcoming game. And I was a little nervous about it, knowing it wasn't going to go perfectly. But what it showed me is that approach does work. When you get the right materials out in the concessions and you provide the right containers, and we default to compost, basically. At Safeco Field, you'll find a container for bottles and you'll find a container for compost. And we've removed almost all the landfill containers. The only place we have them is where we have a designated zero waste station. So I like to say I've got 600 recycling or compost containers, and I've got just 17 landfill containers for all of Safeco Field for a crowd of 45,000 people. And the types of things that don't get composted are the things, like you mentioned, the Cracker Jack box. If it was prepackaged somewhere else and shipped to us, like a potato chip bag or a candy wrapper, those materials are not compostable. And if it gets in the compost stream, we sort it out, and it's a very small percentage of the volume. But if you really want to be good at it, you'll look for a zero-waste station and put it in the landfill stream. But we found by eliminating the landfill container and just defaulting to compost and defaulting to bottle recycling, we were able to capture the vast majority of the materials and divert it away from the landfill in a very cost-effective way and in a way that gets people to think about, you know, what they're doing and what's a better way to harvest that resource as opposed to just throwing it into the landfill.
Have you found this to be a more expensive way to go about it, even if it might be better for the environment?
You know, we've been kind of fortunate where it's actually saving us a fair amount of money. It's less expensive for us to compost and recycle than it is to landfill. And so that dynamic doesn't work everywhere, but it does here in Seattle. When it comes to compostable serviceware, 5-6 years ago, it was a little hard to find, and yes, you would pay a premium for it. As we move forward and there's more and more options available and more suppliers, you can find compostable materials that are price competitive, that perform well, and avoid paying big premiums for it. So it's made good economic sense for us here at Safeco Field, but it's certainly something you have to keep your eye on.
Is it realistic to ever have, for example, a zero-waste Super Bowl or a zero-waste entire MLB season, something like that?
Well, I think ultimately it is, and you know, when back in 2006 and 2007, we started collecting data at our annual MLB meetings in the fall, and we wanted to kind of get reports on what rate of diversion all the teams have, and at the time, I think that San Francisco Giants were leading the way with about a 40% diversion rate, which back then we were at 18%, and I was scratching my head trying to figure out how do you ever get to 40% when you're at 18. And then the next year we collected data, and all of a sudden the Giants are at 50%. And then the next year they're at 60%. And what they did, what it really did is when you take a zero waste approach and treat this like resource recovery, as opposed to, you know, treating everything like landfill and then, oh, by the way, what can we recycle? When you kind of remove that barrier and say, look, we're going to think about this like zero waste. We're going to capture everything we can. And today, the Giants are at a 95% diversion rate. The Mariners are at a 90% diversion rate. The Padres are doing great work. The Pirates are doing great work. The Cardinals are doing great work. And everybody within baseball has really stepped up their game. And in a short amount of time as a league, we've tripled what we recycle. So I think it's a matter of setting up an objective and just start heading that direction. And what we thought was really impossible 5-6 years ago, really attaining zero waste, today I will tell you it is possible.
Scott Jenkins is the chairman of the Green Sports Alliance and the VP of Ballpark Operations for the Seattle Mariners. Scott, thanks.
Thank you, Mark.